Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Mary Cantando, author of Leading with Care, author of The Woman's Advantage, founder of the Woman's Advantage Forums. Is it womansadvantage.com or thewomansadvantage.com? Which
it's
one is it?
Womansadvantage.com.
Right. Singular. Yeah. Singular possessive, folks.
There
without,
you
without,
go.
Without
but
the hyphen.
You can't use the comma, of course, in a URL.
Right, right. So check it out. Yeah. Womansadvantage.com. We're talking about Mary's idea on how to determine if something you're doing is accomplishing your goals from a standpoint of business sustainability, from a standpoint of what makes you happy as a business owner, from a standpoint of what do you want to give back to the community, how do you evaluate those? And you came up with this matrix basically. Your strategic analysis is basically a matrix of what are your interests, what are you driven by, profitability, and then a couple of things that are really important to you. And then you came up with the left side you went down with the different products you have, the different services. And if they got enough checks, you kept them. And if they didn't get enough checks, you shucked them.
Exactly. And the rationale here is just because you did something the last 3 years or 8 years or 27 years doesn't mean that it is still a good business decision today. It's still a good personal decision today for you to keep doing that. You know, just because you work with that client you hated when you absolutely needed the money, now that you have other clients, then maybe that client that you don't get along with, you should deep six them.
Right.
They might have been a great fit
for you, or a product may have been great at one time. And see, that's the problem, Mary. We start something and it works great. But then the world changes. Somebody moves your cheese, and customers get smarter, and things happen, and roads get moved, and different things happen. You get lazy, and all of a sudden, what once was your great offering is now a drag on the company.
That's exactly right.
And if you
don't look at it through
these jaundiced eyes we talked about, then it's going to keep dragging you down. How many times have you seen companies ride their once great deal, they let it ride them into the ground?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that can be, you know, sometimes your best customer, maybe that your interface with that customer changes, and then you get somebody who's only drilling down and trying to get it cheaper, rather than being concerned about the quality and those kinds of things that your previous customer wanted to have there. So, yeah, you really do need to. And I like to encourage my clients to do this at least once a year. List every single one, anything that generates revenue for your company, list it every single year and analyze it through the lens of what are your conditions of success.
And right. I'm looking at her, folks, I'm looking at her actual analysis for her business right in front of me, and there's this gaping hole of only one check in this one thing that I've fallen in love with. See, she's got me to fall in love with something that she makes, and now she's not going to make it anymore. The calendars, Mary, say it ain't so.
Well, it is so, Jim. It is so. So we produced the Woman's Advantage calendar for 10 years, which blows me away to think that we did it for 10 years. And your listeners, some of your listeners may remember that this was a calendar that women from all over the world wrote into our website tips or advice, and then we pulled it together into this calendar, and we sold it through our website through a variety of ways. But when we analyzed that and we looked at it from a profitability perspective, I can't say we were losing money on it, but we weren't making enough money on it to justify that the amount of work that was involved. Mm-hmm. It was really a lot of amount of work for myself personally, for my assistant. Then I had outsourced certain elements of it. So there was a lot of cost, and there was a lot of work involved with it to basically, you know,
so this thing, even though you loved it and you knew I loved it, it still didn't make enough money for you to continue it.
I didn't have on the Matrix.
Did it break your heart? Let me ask you.
Jim Blasingame loved this.
I know. Well, yeah. Where is that check mark, by the way? I don't see that on this thing. So, but here's the question. This is not a silly question. Did it hurt your feelings to stop this?
Oh, it was like one of my children going away to college.
That's the point I wanted to get to.
I gave up.
Folks.
Yes, yes.
This is what happens to us. We fall in love.
And Jim, as you're saying, how much you love it. Every person who wrote in and said, "Well, wait, when are the calendars going to be published? When can we pre-order? When can we just?" And then I would have to tell them we decided to discontinue the calendar this year. Then they would write back and tell me, "Oh, we loved it so much. We did this with it.
Right.
We did that with it. Everybody we gave it to loved it." And so it is. It was like everybody telling me my baby was beautiful, and then I'm throwing my baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
The
point is when you decide to get rid of something, there are going to be some customers that are going to be unhappy. Lose some customers, maybe, right?
That is true. That is absolutely true.
You got to think about that. Mary, I need your website.
womansadvantage.com.
All right, so check it out. Mary, I'm all busted up here. I may not be able to finish the show. I don't know what I'm going to do here. We got to get this calendar going again. I don't know what we're going to do about that. So,
I think you do a Jim Blasingame version of it.
You know, I've always wanted to contribute to that, and you wouldn't let me.
You have your own calendar now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.